You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So we touched on it with David Shapiro, but let's get into more detail with Dr. Azza Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrix, about the Consumer Price Index, recording an annual increase of 5.2% in April. In March, it was 5.3%, and in February, it was 5.6%. Food and non-alcoholic beverages, transport, housing, and utilities were some of the drivers behind the headline rate in April. Dr. Jameen, thank you very much for your time this evening. I guess we just like to get some understanding in terms of how this works, really. How much of a difference is this, right, from 5.3% in March to 5.2%? Can we really say it's an increase?
The general expectation was for an unchanged figure, in other words, remaining at 5.3%. So the fact that it came in a bit lower at 5.2% was a source of encouragement that inflationary pressures are subdued. And if one looks at the causes of that, the main reason is that food inflation came in still lower, came down from 4.9 to 4.4% at a time when people have been expecting food inflation to actually increase because of the drought conditions that one would have thought would have pushed up some food prices. But if you look a little more deeply, you'll realize that a lot of the items of food items whose prices declined or whose inflation rate came down are linked to international food prices, which have been very subdued in the last few months and have actually fallen. So even though we may be suffering from shortages in some of our foodstuffs here because of drought, you must remember that the drought hasn't encompassed the entire country. It's mainly the northwestern regions. And therefore, things like maize and food items related to maize costs, they may be suffering, but sunflower, the same thing. But there are many other types of food whose prices are falling, most notably meat prices are actually coming down, and that's a reaction to the end of the bird flu that we saw late last year. And so we're having a downward reaction now, which is very welcome.
Okay. To your point, bread flour, cake flour, ready-mix flour, white bread, pasta, rusks, savory biscuits and maize meal, as you mentioned, are cheaper than a year ago. When we take a look at vegetable prices increasing by some 7.4% in the 12 months to April, higher than the 6% increase recorded in March, what should we understand about that when you speak of droughts?
Well,
we're such a country with what? Such rich, fertile soil?
The point is, I think that's an area where we may be seeing higher inflation because of drought conditions. I think that's one of the examples where, so, you know, it is a fluid situation. And, when you start asking me about interest rate movements, it's precisely why the Reserve Bank is not going to rush, or one of the reasons why it's not going to rush to cut interest rates, despite this good news.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were sectors that did well. The annual rate for restaurants and hotels rose to 7.5% in April from 5.7% in March.
That was mainly hotels. There's clearly been a big pickup in tourism, and obviously with the rand relatively weak over the past year, the hoteliers are trying to jack up their prices now. At the moment, whilst the tourist season has not hit us yet.
And we whittle it down to the consumer, because you've got products that have become more expensive over the last year: rice, eggs, condensed milk, white sugar, potatoes, brown sugar, a chocolate slab if you've got a sweet tooth. What is it that the average consumer needs to keep in mind, more so those asking themselves, how much further can I tighten this belt?
You've got to remember that inflation measures the year-on-year change in food prices. And a few months ago, the inflation rate was a lot higher for food than it is currently. In other words, if you were to take the average increase in food prices over the past year and not just compare today's prices with exactly a year ago, if you were to take the average over the past year compared with the average of the previous year, you probably end up with a significantly higher food inflation rate. So there's no question that consumers have to tighten their belts, because you know, their salary covers not 1 month, but the past year as a whole.
Mm. Fuel prices increased by a monthly 1.9%, pushing the annual rate to 9%.
That is right, and we know that fuel prices have risen quite sharply in the past few months. Certainly at the beginning of April, we had increases of over 1 rand a litre, and that carried on through to May. Mm. But the good news there is that oil prices have fallen back quite sharply in the last couple of months, and we are looking for a fuel price reduction of substantial proportions in June. So it's a case of waiting for fuel inflation to decline and to drag the overall inflation rate downwards in a few months' time.
Dr. Jameen, thank you very much for your time this evening. Dr. Azhar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrix.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.